throne, Ritual Phallus, and that he had experienced initiation in an underground tomb, a ritual temple, an initiation into the secrets of the earth, where he thought he remained buried for some time, and where his intellectual life had its unconscious beginnings. He did experience this phallus as a subterranean god not to be named, that reappeared whenever anyone spoke too emphatically about Dear Lord Jesus. This was his underground counterpart, as if in a tomb, no tadpole in an easily evaporated puddle. Lord Jesus seemed to little Carl to be more about a god of death that I can see clearly embedded in the so-called Tree of Life, as a war memorial for the Boer War displayed in the city of Durham, England, for example. Furthermore, the crucifixion Easter morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, that the little boy Carl had witnessed around him seemed counterfeit, even with a secret laughing. This dream was his first exposure to the horror of his own genius. Before he could read, little boy Carl would pester his mother to read aloud from Orbis Pictus, accounts of exotic religions, especially that of the Hindus. He found the illustrations of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva inexhaustibly interesting. He experienced an obscure feeling of their affinity with his original revelation. As a child, Jung had noticed his mother's faint note of contempt when she spoke of the heathens, so the little boy kept quiet. He did not wish to expose himself to injury. Although there is no traditional base for it, the yoni, an example of the ithyphallic lingam in the British Museum, is helpful for recognizing an Indian ithyphallic archetypal image. Brahma inspects the higher areas of the lingam and Vishnu the lower levels. When they realize that there is no end of creation and destruction, and no measure can be made of these phallic matters, then Shiva, surrounded by flames,